Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. This is titled The House of Jacob, The House of Israel, and The House of David. Father, thank you for this. We just praise you and worship you, for you are a great God. Anoint this, Holy Spirit, put it under your blood, Yeshua. Father, be glorified in all your works and creation. In our Savior Jesus' name. I had a dream last night that my oldest son, who is about 35, and I were walking down a semi-dark urban street. He was dressed in a black suit, formal for him. He was telling me that he was going to remarry a young 13-year-old Jewish girl. I said, "Isn't that a bit young? Are you sure she's 13? He said, "Well, she could be 15. As we came to a crosswalk at an intersection, an Orthodox man came to our right to cross over the crosswalk. I asked my son, "What about your wife, Sin?" He said, "She is self-destructing anyway." Now, the interpretation is, this is my oldest son, my firstborn, Paul, as in the famous Saul/Paul, his namesake. And it was in darkness, and we were in a city setting. He was dressed in a black suit, so it was formal. This was a formal pronouncement. And he was telling me that he was going to marry a young 13-year-old Jewish girl. 13 years old is when a young Jewish girl becomes a woman. Batya. And I said, "That isn't a bit young. Are you sure she's 13? He said, "Well, she could be 15. 15 is the age at which the male becomes a warrior. But in Israeli society, 17 is when you are old enough for military service. And both men and women serve. As we came to the crosswalk at an intersection, this Orthodox man came to our right to cross over. This is the Orthodox community. They are coming to the intersection of which way are they going to go at the cross. Are they going to cross over or not? I asked my son about his wife, Sin. This is his older wife, which is his first wife that he's now married to. Sin is representative of the old church, the old sin, which is self-destruction anyway. And the young Jewish church, I believe that the Holy Spirit was showing me that there are many teenagers, youth now that are coming into the salvation of the cross. Let's open with a scripture from the book of Amos 9. Verse 8, "Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For lo, I will command and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword," which say, "The evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, says the Lord that does this." Now, notice carefully, the house of Jacob is first named, the house of Israel, and then the tabernacle of David. And there are other scriptures that refer to the house of David or the tabernacle of David. Now, these are distinguishing names. God, the author Amos, who's prophetically speaking by the Lord, is using these specific names. These are three aspects in his house. Let's look at the house of Jacob. All right, and the scripture we're going to use for the house of Jacob is Genesis 32, 24. We're going to look at the house of Jacob and who he was, what his name means, and how his name was changed to the house of Israel, to look at a sign and type of the distinguishing this author through the prophetic voice is speaking about. All right, first let's look at the name of Jacob before I read the scripture. Jacob means heel catcher, that is supplanter. He is the Israelite patriarch. Often his name is translated as deceiver. Deceiver. Now, this Jacob is going to have an encounter in Genesis 32. We'll start at 1 and 2. He's going to meet his brother Esau, coming back to the land that God has promised him after he had deceived and supplanted Esau, taking the birthright and the inheritance and generating Esau's hatred and murder. And on his return back at the base of Mount Seir, which is in Genesis 32, lying between the Wadi Ali and the Wadi Guhrab. This is an important designation here, all right? And Jacob, all right, went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And Jacob saw them, and he says, "This is God's host," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Mahanaim. Now let's look at a few words in here. Angels is malach, from an unused word meaning to dispatch as a deputy, a messenger specifically of God, that is an angel. Also a prophet, priest, or teacher, ambassador, angel, king, messenger. And the angels, the malach of God, Elohim is a very important term here. When God is referred to as Elohim, it is Elohim as it's plural. God's in the ordinary sense, but specifically used in the plural of the supreme God, occasionally applied by way of deference to magistrates and sometimes as a superlative, angels of the Lord God, the great judges, the mighty. Elohim is the plural of gods, but it's the council of heaven. That's what I call it. The angels of God's council. And where did they go? Okay. They met him, Jacob. And when he saw him, he said, "This is God's host. This is Elohim Mahanai," which means an encampment of travelers or troops, hence an army, whether literally soldiers or figuratively of dancers, angels, an army band, battle camp, company, drove, host, tents. These are the tents or the God's host, and he called that name of that place, or God's army. The name of the place was called Mahanaim. Mahanaim, which means there's a double camp, the two camps. All right, let's go further down. So here Jacob's on his way back. He's going to encounter from the Edomite lands his brother Esau. He's bringing his whole troop back, and he has this divine encounter with these two angelic camps, these two hosts. This place is in Palestine now, or not in Palestine, in what is called Israel today. It's up on the Jordan Valley between the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee. Now, let's go back to the house of Jacob. So then Jacob was left alone, and he went out at night to seek God, all right? And when he went out to seek God, after messengers told him, hey, Esau's coming and he's got a whole bunch of people with him, a whole army. And he went out alone at night. He went to a brook. And he went over the brook and he went out alone. And as he was out there, he encountered a man. And there he wrestled with the man with him until the breaking of the day, Genesis 32:24. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. And he said to him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and have prevailed. But Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray, your name. And he said, wherefore is it that you do ask my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the place of the name Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And he passed over Peniel. The sun rose upon him, and since that time he has halted upon his thigh. Genesis 32:24-31. And interestingly enough, during the Passover Seder, this lamb's sinew of the thigh is not eaten because it signifies Jacob's wrestling with the angel. I want to look at some names here. Now, this is some definitions of the names from the Hebrew. The point of this passage that we're going to look at is Jacob's name was changed to Israel. He had a character change. He was a supplanter. He was a deceiver. He supplanted his brother. He deceived his brother Esau. He wanted the birthright of the firstborn and the inheritance. And he did it through trickery and deception, engendering the murderous hatred of Esau. Now he's coming back, and there's this wrestling going on, and there's these two camps of the host's armies, and they're wrestling at this place, and Jacob goes out and wrestles with this man. All right, he's going to wrestle with this man. And let's look at what this implies in the text. The first word is wrestled. Jacob is wrestling with a man. And this word wrestle means to it's a bach. It's probably from to float away as a vapor, and is to be dust. That is to grapple, to wrestle, to work something down, to work it out in a very physical way. And this man is Aish. It's contracted from an unused meaning to be extant. A man is an individual or a male person, often used as an adjunct to more definitive term. Also another man, a champion, a fellow man,